1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, it's all about the candidates. Tuesday night, the big day. You say we do another spotlight segment on Long Island. Another individual who has come to the field of politics, hoping to make a change. His name, Gary Polakowski. And he vying for that very coveted slot in the town of Brookhaven, District Number 6. And Mr. Polakowski, we've spoken a few times on the phone, and good to have you in the studio.
Morning, Jay. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Gary rang my bell in my home a couple of Sundays ago. And I probably look like a slob, but I was watching the game.
It's a Sunday morning.
I probably had a little chicken wings on me and everything else. And there's Polakowski. I don't even think it was a great day. It was maybe inclement weather. Nonetheless, he was making the rounds, and we spoke and everything. I always appreciate guys, especially and gals who make those rounds and hit those doors. But that's a big part of your deal here, right? Is getting out to these communities and introducing yourself and kind of talking about what's happening, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the ground game is super important in this process to reach out to everybody that we possibly can. We have over 58,000 voters, registered voters in our district, and I would love to meet each and every one of them, you know, 10 times and spend 20 minutes with them apiece. The reality is you can only knock on so many doors between the time you get nominated and the time you get elected. So I'm out there every day. I have a team of folks who are out there every day trying to bring the message home that we need a change. Suffolk County needs a change.
Did they agree with you? Are people aware of what many have called this malaise in and around the county? And you know, we talk about all the time about it's being classified here as unaffordable to live here.
Sure.
The taxes, the fees, the lack of jobs. I mean, we go on and on. The red light cameras, lack of vision. We've got the gangs, the drugs. Are people aware of the problems that exist here? I'm just curious.
Some are, some aren't. It's interesting. I would say that 95% of the time when I go to a door and I talk about issues, there are a number of issues that resonate with that resident, many of which they had no idea about. So the fiscal issue of our county, I mean, we're in the worst fiscal shape we've ever been in 334 years. So to look at how far we've fallen, to know that 10 years ago we had a balanced budget and a AAA bond rating, and now we're just above junk bond status. To know that we're $2.1 billion in the hole and a $200 million structural deficit. To know that we could be put under a financial control review board, similar to Nassau. Most people don't really understand that. And they don't understand how that impacts the rest of their life. They understand that Long Island's unaffordable. But do they understand why our graduates and seniors are leaving? You know, it seems like a foregone conclusion for them that, you know, we're just going to leave when the time comes because it's unaffordable. But when you look at it, why? Why should you have to leave? Why should you have to leave Long Island? You shouldn't have to. You should look at your electeds to resolve some of these outstanding issues in our tax base. I mean, it's incredibly important to understand that we're taxing future generations to come here, and we can't keep doing that.
You know, it's interesting. I'm doing this a long time, Gary, you know. And I consider our present time to really be one of the worst situations I think the county has been in. I really mean it. And then I'm talking objectively here. There are a lot of problems here. And I'm not a big guy on endorsements, but when I look at the local paper and their endorsements, and knowing how bad it is, and it's not good right now.
It is not.
But and I just kind of glanced over the names. I'm not going to specifically, you know, single out anyone here. But I notice it's kind of the same stuff. You know, it's the incumbents. You know, and I'm just wondering, are they seeing what many others are seeing in the same light? I mean, do they see that, you know, this county right now, if it doesn't improve, can it get any lower? I mean, are they looking at it objectively? I look at things very objectively. You know, in this seat, we're fair and we're balanced, unlike many others. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. If you are running a franchise professional sports team and you have losing season after losing season after losing season, you wonder if a change has to be made, either in the front office, the coaches, the managers, the players, I don't know. But usually there are changes that come down the pike. Is it me or am I nuts?
No, I mean, if you look at these endorsements and you look at some of the editorials of how we need change and look at what's going on with, you know, with our county's finances, look at the shell game that's being played, look at all the corruption that's prevalent in our system. And then you see that same editorial board endorsing candidates that have brought us to the brink of bankruptcy, who've participated in this corruption. It's astounding to think that that we're even looking at this media, and quite frankly, I don't think many people are. I think that if we look at, you know, the Newsdays of the world or the, you know, Beacon Records, I don't think that people are paying attention because of that. You know, they're not objective. They're very subjective. You know, my opponent has been, you know, out to lunch, as far as I'm concerned, in this, you know, in the last 6 years that she's been in office. We've seen a proliferation of the heroin and opiate epidemic. We've seen MS-13 become a topic of conversation. You know, we've seen her, you know, pay money or put money out for traffic studies. We've seen that she wants to buy a rock in Rocky Point. You know, for $300,000 of taxpayer dollars, we are not doing the right thing, folks. So, you know, when you look at all the outstanding issues, are our, you know, journalists paying attention to it? I don't think they're being super objective.
One Suffolk County legislator who comes on with me always accentuates needless spending.
Mm-hmm.
Needless spending. And of course, you know, we talk about these red light cameras. Mm. I mean, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
And it's all because the county cannot get their P's and Q's in proper fashion here. I mean, let's face it, we've got a deficit beyond. You have red light cameras, does generate some $30 million. I mean, how do you fix it? How can the county, you'd be a part of the legislature here if elected, but how can the county get on the right track? How can they plug those holes and finally get into the black, Gary?
Right. Well, the bottom line is that you have to expand the tax base. I mean, you expand the tax base by supporting business. We need to be kinder, friendlier, gentler to our businesses. We crush our businesses here. You know, Newsday actually put out an article, I don't know, about a week ago that said that New York State is the 49th worst state to do business in. The 49th worst state.
True.
So the second worst state in the country.
Number one, by the way, Jersey.
Right, number one, Jersey. And then we're the worst county in the state. So we're the worst of the worst. So if we don't have leadership in the legislature, if we don't have leadership in our government that supports our businesses, our small businesses, our businesses in general, our businesses are leaving. They're leaving in droves. Our small and large businesses are leaving. So where are the jobs? How are our young folks going to stay here?
They can't.
They can't. They can't afford to stay here. They can't find the good paying jobs. And you know, and our businesses are just leaving. So you look at companies like Arrow Electronics, MSC Industrial, Vox International. We lost Goya Foods, First Data Corp. We're losing Sbarro's, Entenmann's. I mean, we OSI Pharmaceuticals. We're losing tons of business here. So with those businesses go jobs. And our small businesses are being crushed by town issues in many cases.
Right.
So we have to have leadership in our legislature to work in partnership with our towns. And the town of Brookhaven is a wonderful town. We have a lot of amazing elected leaders, and to work together from our county to the town to support our businesses is my goal. And that's how you expand the tax base. You bring business in and you inspire and create revenue.
Now, are you encouraged, though, by the Ronkonkoma Hub and the Heartland Town Square project, which could bring a lot of jobs? Forget the Amazon. It's not coming here. Second headquarters. Right. We know where it's going. It's probably going to go to Atlanta. But are you encouraged by some of these things? The problem with these things, they're great now to think about. But really, they're not going to come to fruition for another 10 years. I mean, let's face it. True. I mean, 10 years, everybody would be clearing out of here. The problem is it's great to have those projects, in blueprints and everything. But it's not a fixable problem right now. The concern of many is, well, what can you do for me now? But are you encouraged about some of these projects down the road?
I'm absolutely encouraged. I think that even if you look at the Amazon bid, which I'm personally working on with our IDA team in Brookhaven, the Amazon bid, when we look at Calabro Airport and we look at Dowling College and we look at the package that we offer, we have one of the best offerings we feel to be able to present on behalf of New York to Amazon. We have an exceptional talent pool here. So if Amazon doesn't choose us, then we can certainly be marketable to some other great companies out there who are looking to create their headquarters here. But we have to really work on our bedside manner, so to speak. As far as what we can do now, what we can do now is cut off wasteful spending. We can consolidate and cut duplicative services and programs. We can, force government to live within its means. That's important. Our government isn't doing that. And legislators like my current county legislator, Sarah Anker, they are literally borrowing Peter to save Paul. They're borrowing to make payroll. When you're in business, if you borrow to make payroll, you're out of business. You're out. You're done. But the decisions that our current county legislature is making is bringing us to this point. So spending frivolously, like on a traffic study, I have the traffic studies right here. We have 2016, 2015, 2014. They were all done. Ms. Anker wants to purchase another $250,000 study to tell us what we already know. The red light cameras are not working. They're not a safety program. It's a money grab. Lights are shortened.
I will say this. We've had AAA on. Rear-end collisions are up 30%. What does that tell you?
All right. My district alone, it's 546% at certain intersections. 156% accidents with injuries. I mean, that tells a lot. Why do we keep a program like this in running? It shouldn't be. But we continue to, and we call it a fiasco. We continue to feed our residents to death. And that's taxes. We're just levying more taxes. So we can't do that anymore. We have to inspire true economic growth. And that's not going to happen without somebody who understands how to balance a budget, without somebody who understands how to build business. And that's what I do for a living.
Now, if you're listening, you're listening to Gary Politkowski vying for the 6th district spot as far as the Suffolk legislature is concerned. Remember now, the Democrats... just for party's sake, sir, the Democrats have the edge as far as the majority. And listen, you can make the case. This is why a lot of things have stagnated here in Suffolk County. But really, nothing is getting done in viable fashion. Now, Gary comes from a world of business, right? Going back many a year. Give us a little idea of what you accomplished way back in time, what you went through. Also, some serious times for you as well, with the storms and everything else knocking out like many, and really kind of left up in the air, right?
Absolutely. Well, I grew up in Baldwin. I went through Baldwin Public Schools. I'll give you a little background about me. I graduated at the top of my class. I went on to Cornell University. I graduated with a bachelor's degree in industrial labor relations. I worked in the private sector and then went on to start my own small businesses. I lived in Long Beach, met my soon-to-be wife. When Hurricane Sandy hit, we were devastated. We lost everything.
Long Beach just really got hit the worst.
We got slammed.
Park Boulevard, you couldn't even recognize.
No, I lived on the West End. It was pretty sad. Yeah. I mean, we got 5 feet of water that bum rushed our place. But we had to, we had to raise ourselves by our bootstraps, and through the support of loving family, we rooted ourselves here in Rocky Point, where my wife grew up and loved living and growing up in the North Shore. I regrouped, I self-started, self-funded two new companies. We bought a home in Rocky Point. I became a board member of the Brookhaven IDA and Local Development Corporation. I founded the North Shore Community Association. I received recognition as Long Island Business News Corporate Citizen of the Year last year, and this year I received the LIBN 40 Under 40 Award. So, the rest they say is history. My business, my main business, my marketing and advertising business, is a consumer and employer brand business. We build brands. We attract a pipeline of talent and customers to our clients. And we do that through creative creative work. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. But we build business. And that's what we do.
Now, I went to a press conference a couple of months ago. This is right before the primaries, right in front of Tilda's Bakery in Rocky Point. And you had a pretty good conglomeration of people there. You had Lee Zeldin there, you had Ed Romaine, you had the town board of Brookhaven, an impressive group, and a lot of support for you. That a lot of people would say, that kind of opened the eyes for many regarding Mr. Polakowski. I mean, he has a lot of people. It was on a weekday at around noon, people taking time out of their busy schedule to support you. That was an interesting day.
It was very much appreciated. I mean, we have we need a partnership in the legislature, and we don't have a partner now. Ms. Bonner, our councilwoman for the town of Brookhaven, actively seeks a partnership in her county legislature, and she just doesn't have it. The rest of the town board looks for a strong partnership in the county legislature, and they don't have that with our current county legislator. And then when you look at the state level, our state assemblyman and state senator, they don't have a partner in the county. It's sad to see that really leadership and true partnership is lacking when that really crosses party lines.
Well, you know what's sad, and I've spoken about this so many times, partisan politics is just killing it. It's just killing it for
it's
all of us.
It's absolutely dumb.
Because nothing is getting done. Look what's happening in Washington.
Yeah.
And I call it the trickle-down effect here. We talk about trickle-down economics and everything else. The trickle-down philosophies of partisan politics is killing it beyond here.
Yeah.
Nothing is getting done, and that's why you see an exodus here of people. I mean, I can't tell you how many signs. You made the rounds in my area.
Mm-hmm.
People for sale signs and everything else, they've had it. They can't take it anymore. They're being feed, they're being taxed, whatever you want to call it. And a lot of people say, you know what? Well, we need a change. Well, you know what? In order to make the change, people have to go to the darn polls.
That's it.
Now, the numbers don't show us that. And that's even worse to see. But the people really have to make an indication of where they want to go in their futures. And that's the key here. Key. Now, it's interesting with campaigns and everything else, we get these mailers. Quite frankly, I get the mail or I throw it out. Because you know what? A lot of it is just not believable. And that goes for both sides. I would rather learn about the candidate. I want to hear about the candidates either on this program or if debates are at about. I want to hear their stances and how they will either change what they have done or out the door. And let's get some new blood in. People have to make that decision on November the 7th. Because there's no time saying, you know what, I'll vote next time. There might not be a next time. We might be so far beyond that if one doesn't really make that change, we could be in some real trouble here. mailings are just ridiculous.
The mailings are ridiculous. I mean, the lies are baseless. You know, being a newcomer to politics, I'm not a politician. So the only things they can try to hammer me on are my businesses, my person, my family, and, you know, the lows that they'll go to try to eviscerate somebody is unreal, because jobs are at stake. I mean, their job is at stake. Special interests are going to be looked at twice now. So, you know, I understand it. It's par for the course. When you get involved, you understand that these things are going to take place. But my opponent is lying constantly, because she has not much good to say about her own record, and that's the facts. Unfortunately, we're pressing forward. We know that we have not only a great message, we know that we can take action where there has been a lack thereof.
All right, Gary Polakowski is here. We'll invite him to stick around a few more minutes if he wishes.
Absolutely.
Now we are talking with Gary Polakowski. He's vying for the 6th district spot in the Suffolk County Legislature. And, of course, election night is 5 days away. And we will have a show, election day, 5 days away. We will have a night show, though, right here, LI News Radio, 3 hours or so. We'll stick around as long as we can. I do have to get up a few hours after, though, to do the Tuesday show, but the Wednesday show. But in essence, we're going to have everybody on, all the candidates, and figure it all out at some point in time, who will be the leaders going forward in a very important election, in which we implore everyone to really exercise the right to vote. The numbers are never great during a non-federal year, although we have stressed the importance of this particular election, especially the legislators. I mean, think about it. You know, I actually find the legislative races to be fascinating, because they're the lawmakers. They're the ones who mold and shape it for all of us going forward. Yeah, I know we have a DA and a sheriff spot and some supervisors up for grabs and town council folks. But really, the legislators are as important as anyone. You feel that way, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, we vote on all of the things related to our quality of life. I mean, our taxes, who's going to lead the heroin and opiate epidemic, how we're going to address MS-13, how we're going to mitigate spending in our government, how if we're going to support our businesses. I mean, everything that has to do with our day-to-day life, a legislator is involved in. So it's every vote counts, especially, I mean, in my district, the general election was decided 2 years ago by one vote. After 100% of all precincts reported, one vote separated Ms. Anker from winning that election. And after recount and absentees, Ms. Anker won by 16 votes. But that's not showing a lot. She has lots of money from special interests. She receives $151,000 from our PBA. She receives another $30,000 from other law enforcement PACs.
Such an interesting district, too, because it's really Republican dominated as far as the
7,000 strong
constituency. Mm-hmm. So you kind of wonder what's going on here.
We have to energize our base. We have to energize just in general everybody, because this crosses party lines. This is effectiveness. Okay, we do not have an effective legislator in our district. We do not have a legislator who is leading. You know, ask yourself, is the county better now than it was 6 years ago, you know, when Ms. Anger took office? Has the opiate and heroin epidemic gotten better? Was MS-13 a topic of conversation then? You know, have any of our constituents' issues when they contact, you know, her office, are they being answered? You know, are you okay with your hard-earned tax dollars going to pay for a $300,000 rock or $250,000 for another red light camera study? Has our county budget been balanced, or our debt and deficit reduced? I mean, all of these issues need to resonate with our constituents, and that's the education that we're bringing to the door day to day, and we're hoping we'll wake everybody up, and we'll will ask for a change this year, and this is a mandate. We need a change.
I have never thought in my life I've heard so much about a rock over the last 6 months.
It's indicative of wasteful spending, and just the judgment on that is sad. We don't have money to pay our payroll, but we have money to be able to create a pocket park surrounding a boulder. I joke with people, but Suffolk needs boulder moves, and I'm that choice, and I hope to earn everybody's vote, because Ms. Anchors had 6 years to do that.
Now, give me a little bit of, what are some of the Polakowski hobbies? Learn a little bit about Gary. What do you like doing in your leisure? You got kids?
I don't have kids. No, I have kids. I have a dog.
Married how many years?
We've been married, oh, good God. Now it's 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 years.
What do you like to do for fun?
I love golf. I'm a big fan of golf. I'm a big fan of spending time with my family when I do have downtime. And as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, that's limited, because most of my life is working to put food on the plate of my family.
Right.
But we love spending time with our family, my niece and nephew, and our friends. So when we have time, I like to spend it with people, not on devices and computers.
Stuff that happened on Tuesday, it was gut-wrenching. I mean, just gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
And things have to change in that regard too. We got some big problems here. You know, we got to contend with these lone wolves who are in our country and getting radicalized behind closed doors and creating the scene of what you saw. That's a big problem now going forward.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at our national landscape and you look at the sentiment of people, I mean, you know, our country seems, divided, and it shouldn't be. We're all part of one great nation, and we have the ability to be unified and look at the great heritage of our country. But you're always going to have folks that that disrupt the apple cart, and they're looking to do that. And we have to make sure that we don't let that get the best of us, because we're an amazing country, and we've never before been divided like we are being right now.
All right, in closing, we got five days left. What are you going to do in the next five to get your message out? It's an important one.
Absolutely.
Because we're in the 11th hour now.
Sure.
What does Gary Polakowski have to do now to resonate with the town of Brookhaven?
Well, I need everybody that understands the severity of the depravity that we are suffering here in Suffolk County. I need everybody who understands this to get out there, bring our message to their neighbors, to their friends, to their family. I am going door to door. We're not going to stop until the last hour of the campaign on Tuesday. We are going to call everyone we know. We're going to make sure that we are out there and advocating for the change that our county needs. I'm a successful businessman. I'm a proven problem solver. I can and will be a better representative for our constituents' interests in the Suffolk County Legislature, and I would like to earn everybody's vote. So that's the message we're bringing out. We know we can make this happen. Ms. Anchor did not win by more than 16 votes the last time. We can do it this time. We can bring it home, and we will.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Polakowski. Gary, thanks for a couple of minutes this morning.
Thank you.